Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Our Mill Road here on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. I'll be here with you for the next hour talking about all things Mill Road, which is Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street. Welcome to Our Mill Road. My name is Kerri-Anne Littlechild. I'll be here with you for the next hour, talking about local news and info and what's on in the Mill Road part of Cambridge. If you want to contact me in the studio, you can email studio@cambridge105.fm. You can text in 07919 070490, or you can tweet at Cambridge 105, and I should be able to pick that up here. So I'm going to cover a little bit of Mill Road news. Mill Road is currently preparing for its festive season, would you believe it, in the height of summer. Plans are already underway for our biggest event of the year, which is the Mill Road Winter Fair. It brings thousands of people to this part of Cambridge, and there's a parade, bands, live music, art, and loads of food stalls. Plus, it's a chance to meet, you know, some of the local shopkeepers, which is always interesting. The Mill Road Winter Fair Committee, which is entirely voluntary, is already meeting and making plans. If you've got any ideas for any events or things you'd like to see as part of the Winter Fair, make sure you get in touch with them. They're always open to feedback and always open to volunteers as well. And you can find out more information at www.millroadwinterfair.org. And as well as the Winter Fair, we are making preparations for our festive lights and a switch on event for our festive lights. We are hoping to have that on the 17th of November, which is the same day as the city centre. There'll be hopefully stalls and a choir and lantern making for kids. That's our ideas at the moment. If you want any information about our plans for festive lights and the switch on event, do take a look at our shiny new website, millroadfestivelights.org, and get in touch, especially if you've got ideas of activities or you want to have a stall there, or you want to get involved in helping us arrange that. That'd be great. In other news, Mill Road History Project is well underway, and the new project manager has been appointed. Her name is Becky Proctor. She's a local girl, and she's already launched a new Facebook page for Mill Road History, and is posting on there fairly regularly. So you can see shots of things as they used to be, things as they currently are, and hear lots of interesting updates and news from her. The Mill Road History Project itself will be researching the backstory of, I think, 10 key buildings from Mill Road. They're yet to actually decide on the final 10. But some of the likely candidates are the Sally Ann's shop, which used to be a cinema, and probably the bathhouse as well. Becky's going to be holding a number of events and exhibitions as part of the history project, including something she calls pop-up memory shops, which will be where people can go if they've got stories to tell, and those stories will be recorded and put together as part of the documentation of the history project. If you've got memories to share, photos or interesting things that you'd like to get involved in the history project, or indeed if you'd like to volunteer to be part of researching or recording the history, then get in touch with Becky. Her email address is millroadhistory@gmail.com, or find her lovely Facebook page. Coming up next, I'm going to carry on in the theme of local news. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. My name is Kerri Littlechild, and this show brings you information from Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street. Romsey Art Festival. We held the first ever art festival in this area at the beginning of August, and included a range of creative events from poetry, from Patrick actually, who was on just now, poetry, photography and film, music, live painting, all kinds of things. And the closing party event was a shindig gig at St Philip's Church. The shindig is often held there. It's a combination of a kind of music gig, but also with added visual arts element. Anyway, it made a very fitting closing party on the 17th of August. And at that closing party, we got to see a number of films, all been made by local people. And they documented various sort of creative happenings in the area and the festival itself. And the film about the festival itself was made by James Churchill, and that is currently circulating around on Facebook. Everybody is sharing it, so have a look, because it is awesome if you haven't seen it before. As well as the video by James, there is a poem that I read out a couple of shows ago on Our Mill Road by Ed Lloyd Jenkins called The Road. And he got local framer John Caldwell from the Frame Workshop, who actually has a keen interest in filmmaking, to make him a film of sort of documenting his poem. And Simon at Hot Numbers and his jazz quartet, they made the soundtrack for him, so it was all made by local people, and that again is circulating around on Facebook. Then the other films that we had, there was a film by Toby Isley which was about his painted piano. I don't know if anybody remembers a couple of months ago the Street Pianos project. Basically local artists got given a second-hand piano to decorate and they were plonked around the city. You can in fact now find one in the Oxfam on Mill Road. It was the one that was displayed on Mill Road in Ditchburn Place, and it's painted with a Venus. That's currently in the Oxfam shop. So there was a nice film about that, and there was also a film by Johnny Wrong and Sadie Few about the BBC van behind Argyle Street Co-op, which had been painted by the residents there. It was a really interesting evening and a great celebration of the art festival actually getting off the ground. And basically, it was down to a lot of local artists just voluntarily getting involved and putting on a project, and it was amazing to see, and I think it was a really great event. I did actually catch up with Ruthie Collins at Cambridge Art Salon. Cambridge Art Salon was sort of founders really of the festival, and I did have an interview for you, but I seem to have broken the computer again, so I can't play it. I'm sorry. The summary of what Ruthie said was that she enjoyed the festival and she thought it was a great success, and you know, she had great thanks to express for everybody who'd got involved, but also that she will be planning to do a festival next year, which is great news. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And if you are a local artist, then by all means get in touch with the Art Salon now, because they are already starting to think about, you know, the events and activities that can be included next year, and they're planning bigger and better. So if you've got ideas, do get in touch. And their website, if you want more information, is cambridgeartsalon.org, and there's a Romsey Art Festival website as well, where you can see what happened and get more information, which is romseyartfestival2013.blogspot.com, I think. So that was Romsey Art Festival. And in other local news, the council are consulting on their local plan at the moment, and it's a very important document which sets out the approach to development in the city. We've got a ton of active community groups here in Mill Road who recognise how important and influential this document is, and they're taking advantage of the opportunity to have a say on it. I know that Anna Lindsay of the community group PACT, that's the Petersfield area, she is very keen to see that the council makes sure they include the planning of green space when they develop some of the sites that are earmarked, as well as other things. So do make sure that you comment. If you've got an opinion about a local issue, make sure you speak up. There's more information about the local plan on www.cambridge.gov.uk. And if you're particularly interested in how it affects Mill Road specifically, the City Council will be holding an explanatory exhibition at Barat Bavan, which is the old library building, which is next to the council depot on Mill Road. That's on the 7th of September from 11 in the morning. And the great thing about that is you can go in and talk to a planning officer in person. So if you don't understand the mighty document, because it is about 500 pages long or something, then you can talk to a planning officer face to face and ask direct questions. You're listening to Our Mill Road here on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. I'm going to play you The Clash next. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 FM. And my name is Kerry Littlechild. Coming up next, I'm going to give you a little bit of coverage of what's on in Mill Road. If you live somewhere else in the city, you may or may not know that Mill Road has plenty to offer, both residents and visitors alike. We've got everything from dance and fitness classes to knitting groups to live music, to art exhibitions, community gatherings, all kinds of stuff. I'm going to talk to you a little bit first about our local art and creative stuff. stuff. We've got 5 local art venues that show exhibitions, as well as a number of cafes and other places where you can see artwork by local people. I'm thinking, for example, of Hot Numbers Cafe and the Urban Larder. And the Urban Larder actually stock a lot of handmade arts and crafts from local people. So if you haven't checked out the little cubby hole in there, then do. Yeah, the 5 local art venues that we've got kind of gallery spaces. One is Aid and Abet, which is near to the train station. They've got an exciting show coming up called An Unnatural Theatre, which is running from the 6th of September to the 12th of October. It's the work of 4 different artists and combines sculpture, performance and film. So do check that out. Cambridge Art Salon, to be found just off Mill Road on Cromwell Road, the founders of Romsey Art Festival, as I just mentioned. They're going to be showing an exhibition by Carl Dimitri Bishop from the 6th to the 18th of September. It's a show of visual art and photography, and I do believe that that photography features my good friend Sadie Ramone. That'll be no doubt a very good show, so go along there. For more information, of course, have a look at Cambridge Art Salon's website. The other venue that we've got, Williams Art, which is right at the top of Gwyler Street and next door to Hot Numbers Cafe. They are showing work by an artist called Rose Hawker, and they're drawings and paintings that are based on early family photographs, and she says that the narrative is really important in her work. That's from the 5th to the 16th of September. And the Front Room, which is slightly further down Gwyder Street in the Enterprise Centre opposite one of our very good local pubs, the Alexandra Arms, they're currently having a summer break, but open their doors again on the 13th of September to show an exhibition of moving image called Nowhere by Raymond Edding. The private view is on the 19th of September with a workshop and dialogue opportunity on the 20th. The Ruskin Gallery, which is the Anglia Ruskin University on East Road, they are soon to be showing the work of the students that have just completed their MA in fine art and printmaking. It promises to be a varied show. And in it features a very good artist, good friend of ours from Drink and Draw, Katie McDonald. She's a very talented creative mind and someone who very much got involved in the Romsey Art Festival. So, but there are, I think, about 20 or so at least students there. If you haven't been to these galleries before, or maybe you've got some trepidation about going in, or you're an avid contemporary art fan, local artist, or somebody who's just kind of generally interested, you can visit these galleries as part of the CB1 Gallery Walk. And the first one was launched as part of Romsey Art Festival on the 3rd of August. Basically, it's a guided tour of 4 of our 5 local art spaces, and at each venue you'll be met by either the gallery director or the exhibiting artist, and they'll be there to, you know, explain a bit about the work and also have a Q&A session after you've had a look around what's on. So yeah, a nice way to get a bit more information about the work that's going on in each of those venues. The next tour is on Saturday 7th of September from 2 p.m. and you can buy your tickets online at www.visitcambridge.org, or you can pick up a ticket from Cambridge Art Salon if you sort of arrive 15 minutes earlier on the day. If you've got friends visiting town and you want something to do, why not have a look around the art spaces? And obviously in between going to each of those, you get a little walk up and down Mill Road with a tour guide who will invariably be able to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the area. So check that out. More creative stuff. If you're creative yourself and you want to meet other local artists, hear about local projects, just want to do a bit of drawing, we have the fortnightly Drink and Draw at Hot Numbers Cafe. And that is fortnightly on a Tuesday between 7 and 9 p.m. The next one is on the 3rd of September. And what happens is we have a different drawing theme each time that Drink and Draw is on. But that drawing theme is, you know, you don't have to do that. That's about as formal as it gets. I mean, people can just turn up and use the time to draw what they want to. It's very informal and friendly and completely free to attend. And if you want to find out more about Drink and Draw, find them on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/Dr. Doodleys. In other arty news, Mill Road is going to see a temporary street art project over the next couple of weeks, which is very exciting. There are, in a number of shops along Mill Road, some survey boxes that have been put together by some students from UCL, and they're asking questions about local issues and opinions. And so I think that some of the questions, for example, are about, you know, whether or not they feel safe in Mill Road, whether or not they're feeling particularly social that day, all kinds of things related to our local community. And basically, these students are going to be collecting people's responses at the end of each day. And then the following morning, they're going to be a couple of artists are going to be chalking the pavement to visualise the responses to these questions. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, and look out for those over the next couple of weeks to see how, yeah, the Mill Road community are really feeling. I forgot to mention a little bit of a personal plug. When I was covering local art stuff, I am teaching some art lessons in the area at the end of September. It's an 8-week course in learning to paint with oils, and that starts at a Cambridge Art Salon on Monday evenings for 2 hours each time, and it is starting on the 30th of September for 8 weeks. If you're interested in that, do take a look at my website. It's www.kerryannlittlechild.co.uk. You're listening to Our Mill Road on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. If you've just tuned in, this show is all about what's on in Mill Road, the most cosmopolitan street in Cambridge. And listening in tonight, I've had a message from a good friend called Wayne. Wayne Tanswell is a sign writer from Suffolk, and Dan and I recently visited him to learn a bit about traditional sign writing. And yeah, Wayne's plugged in tonight. Hello, Wayne. What's on continued. In other news, Tank Optometrists on Mill Road is celebrating 100 years of business this year with a bake-off that's being held on Parker's Peace. I think it's on the 7th of September. And the cakes, the submissions for the cakes all have to be kind of spectacle related. Make of that what you will. And David Baddiel is the celebrity judge. And he will be deciding who the winner is and who gets the prizes there from Tank Optometrists. Take a look at their website for more information. I think that the entry is now closed. I think you would have had to have gotten in touch a little while ago to get involved. But if you haven't entered, don't worry. Go and check it out on Parker's Peace and see what people have come up with. In other news, there's something about Mill Road. The blog also celebrates a full year of being online and recently offered a prize giveaway for email entries and retweets. The prizes included a voucher at local picture framing service Frameworks and stone-baked pizza from the Earl of Beaconsfield. If you haven't had a look at the Mill Road blog, please do. Alison, who writes it, has covered a range of issues, and she's always quick to pick up on local news as well. For instance, she recently tweeted about the fact that Hot Numbers and other independent cafes in the city are going to feature in a film that also features that guy from Men Behaving Badly. I think his name is Neil Morrissey. Yeah. So look out for Hot Numbers on film. And check out Alison's blog. It's there's something about millroad.wordpress.com, I think. And in other what's on Mill Road, we've got lots of specialist food nights. We already have a vast array of global cuisine for you to choose from here along Mill Road, contrary to the popular misconception that we're just kebab and takeaways. We've got some highly recommended ones, which is Bedouin or Al Kasbar. Both of those are good for North African cuisine, and their decor is amazing. If it's Chinese you're after, there's a nice restaurant called Spring Chinese. And there is also a Korean restaurant, authentic Korean food at Bibimbap on Mill Road. All of those come highly recommended. If that isn't enough, then a couple of our local shops also offer specialist food nights. The Urban Larder is one of those. They sometimes do paella evenings, and they also do bread making and chocolate making, all kinds of nice things. And Cambridge Monopolis, which is the new wine shop where the old sex shop used to be on Devonshire Road, they do a number of tasting evenings, and that's usually accompanied by a French buffet. Yeah, so do check those out. We have lots of live music to be found in our local pubs and also local cafes too. Hot Numbers do live music on a Thursday normally, sometimes featuring Simon himself, the owner, playing the saxophone. Or there's CB1 is another venue that sometimes does live music. And obviously our local pubs, the Isle of Beaconsfield is the new home of live music. They do live music four nights a week, I think, including tonight. They're currently doing a blues jam. I walk by there every time I come here, and yeah, it always sounds great. There's also live music to be found at the Six Bells. They do an open mic night. The White Swan do live Irish music, and of course the nearby Man on the Moon pub. If you haven't heard already, the Man on the Moon will be closing towards the end of the year. I think it's being redeveloped. It's a bit of a shame really, because it offers not just gigs, but there's a few really good classes there. They do salsa on a Sunday and Lindy Hop, which is like the old 40s sort of swing dance. They do those classes on a Monday. Yeah, I know that the Last Gang in Town organiser, Alec Freestone, is no longer has a venue for his punk and ska gigs, which are very popular in the area. I know they'd like to keep their events going, and particularly like to keep them in Mill Road. So if you know of anywhere suitable, or you have a warehouse you're willing to let be used for a gig, then get in touch with him. You can find the Last Gang in Town on Facebook. We've also got a shindig. I mentioned this earlier on. It's a sort of cross-disciplinary arts gig, so involving live music but also visual arts. That will be happening on Saturday, 14th of September at St Philip's Church. Yeah, and we also have a wealth of artists and musicians in the area. Most of them I find to be living at Argyle Street Co-op. Check out one of our local bands that called Stumblecull. They make all of their own instruments. They're also spearheading a Cigar Box Festival evening of live music, I think 31st of August at the Earl of Beaconsfield. That was a song by The Levellers called Hope Street, and I dedicate that to Hope Street Yard and all of the lovely people in there. Up next, I'm going to play you a song by Laura Marling. She is one of my favourites, but she's also playing the Corn Exchange in Cambridge at the end of September. So that is my reason for putting one of hers in tonight. Yeah, if you haven't heard her before, do check her out. Where have you been as well? Because she's been all over the place. This is a song called You're No God. It was Laura Marling with You're No God. She is one of my favourites. Okay, what's left to tell you about? Discover Cambridge is a scheme by our local MP, Julian Huppert. He is scouting Cambridge for the best independent shops each month. He's been doing it since the beginning of the year. And Mill Road has won a number of those months. And this month, his category is the best independent home and garden shop, which surely is Cutlex on Mill Road. And September next month, he's looking for the best independent cafe and restaurant. If you live locally, definitely get your votes in to Julian. I think he's having some kind of event at the end of the year where each month's winner gets together and they have some kind of big, I don't know, face off at the end of it, I'm not sure. But yeah, if you'd like to vote for a local independent shop, either here in Mill Road or elsewhere in the city, get in touch with Julian either by Twitter or email him julianhuppertmp@gmail.com. Yeah, this has been Our Mill Road. Oh, by the way, Our Mill Road is getting a bit of an upgrade, actually, and it's moving across to a Saturday afternoon instead of a Sunday evening. So the next show will be Saturday, 14th of September from 2 till 3. I'll be on holiday then. So I'm looking for a guest presenter for that Our Mill Road show. If that's you, do get in touch with me, millroadcoordinator@gmail.com. But yeah, listen out for me then every second Saturday of the month thereafter.